Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Amud Beis of Masech Savadazar. We are holding out the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a guy who is found near wine or has incidental contact with wine. So the coming Mishnahs are going to discuss Goyim that are left alone with wine, either that he has some sort of shaychus with the wine but not with the house, or he has a shaychus with the house but not with the wine, or he has a shaychus both with the house and the wine, or he has neither a shaychus with the wine or with the house. So our Mishnah is going to discuss the first of those cases. He has a shaychus with the wine, but not with the house. You find a guy in a Jewish home, standing right next to a bar full of wine that belongs to a Jew, and you don't know if he touched the wine or not. If the guy has a loan on the Jew, that the Jew owes the guy money, so then Asr, the wine is Asr Banah, because we have to be choshesh that the guy might have touched the wine, because since the Jew owes him money, he's not afraid to touch the wine to be menaseich it, because he says if the Jew calls him out on it, hey, what are you being menaseich my wine for? He could say, you owe me money, so give me the wine as the payment. But ein lo milva lav, if the Jew does not owe the guy any money, mutter, then you're allowed to drink the wine, because since he holds nothing over the Jew, he's going to be afraid to touch the wine. He doesn't want to be accused of being a ganav. So the Mishnah explains other cases where a guy touching wine is going to be aser. Nafa lebar, if the guy falls into a bar full of wine, va'allah, and he climbs out of the bar, or medada bakana, he measures with a measuring stick the level of wine, hitiz a satsira, or he kills like a fly that was on top of the wine, bakana, with a stick, oshaya matpiach al pi chavis mrutachas, or he touches with his hand over a barrel that has bubbles at the top, and he's trying to settle down the bubbles by touching them. V'chol elu hayamaisa, all these cases happened, and the Chum had to paskin on them. V'amru yumacher, and they all said, and in all these cases, they said you have to sell it to a guy because it's mutzer ba'anah, but it's aser b'shtia. You're not allowed to drink from it. Rabbi Shimon matir, and Rabbi Shimon was matir even to drink in all these cases because the guy didn't have any kavana to be menasech liayin. Not al sachavis uzraka b'chamasa labar. Let's say a guy grabs a barrel and throws it in anger into a bar full of wine. Zehayamaisa v'hichshiru. This happened, and the Chum paskin that it's mutter even to drink from the wine. So the Mishnah had said about a guy standing right next to a bar of yayin that if the Jew owes him money, then the wine is going to be aser. So the Gemara explains, Amar Shmuel v'hu sheishal milva al osu yayin. That's only if the Jew owes him that wine to collect from. Meaning that's when the guy's not going to be afraid to touch it, and he's going to say, hey, this is payment for what you owe me anyway. But if there was never a shibud on that wine, the Jew was never expressed any interest in paying through wine, then the wine is still going to be mutter because the guy wouldn't have the audacity to touch it. He's going to get in trouble if he touches it. So says Gemara, Amar Avashi Masnisa Nami Daika. If you read our Mishnah carefully, you'd come to the same exact conclusion that Shmuel came to. Why? Ditnan, because it says in the Mishnah, a Jew that was crushing grapes that belonged to a guy to make wine, to make kosher wine, in order to sell it to another Jew, and he didn't yet pay the guy until he's going to sell it later on. That's when he's going to pay the guy. And so before he pays him, before he sells it, what happens is the Jew gives it in the reshus of the guy, and the guy says, in a shtar, he writes, his kabalti machmaos. It says, if I already receive payment from you, then I don't hold you back from taking the wine from my rishos whenever you want. Meaning, we'll treat this wine as if it's yours. You can come pick it up anytime. So halacha is mutter. The wine is going to be mutter. Because since the guy is not going to stop him or try to stop him from taking the wine, it's as if he has given him money for it and the wine belongs totally to a Jew. Avalim yirti yisrael lahotzio. But if the Jew wants to take the wine out of the rishus of the guy, ve'in manicha shitin lamosav, and the guy would be able to stop him and say, no, you don't get delivery of this wine until you pay up. Zeha yamaisa bebeishan. Such a story happened to Beishan. Va'asu, and the Chum asked the wine, because since he owed money for the wine and the wine was meshubed for his chiyuv, the guy is not afraid to touch the wine, to be menasech the wine, because he always figures if the Jew has a taina on me for touching it, I could always say, what's your problem? It's my wine, it's not your wine. So what do you see? taima de in manicho. It's dafka in such a case where the guy would stop the Jew from taking the wine that it's going to be aser hamanicho shari. But if the guy would allow the Jew to take the wine, then it's going to be mutter. So just like it said in the Reisha that if the guy writes it's kabalti mumchamaos, it's mutter. So even though he has a loan on it, but since the wine itself is not mishubad to that loan, the guy is going to be afraid to touch it. Shmamina milva lo seyayin beinan shmamina. So that seems to be a raya to Shmuel that you need the milva to be specifically on that wine. So main point over here, Shmuel holds that wine that a guy. Wine that a guy is found next to is only going to be usher if the Jew owes the guy money and there's a shibud on that wine. But otherwise, we assume he's going to be afraid to touch it. Then the Mishnah said, Nafal bar va'ala. If he went into a bar, he fell into a bar, and he climbed out of the bar. So the Chum said that you could sell the wine, meaning it's mutar ba'ana. So Amrav Papa lo shanu ela sha'ala meis. That's only true if he came out of the bar dead, because when he touched the wine on his way in, on his falling into the bar, that was unintentional. And when he came out, he's dead, so it's not considered that he touched the wine. Aval ala chai. But if he swims out, he actually gets out alive, then the wine is going to be aser bana. My taima. Why is that the case? That if he comes out alive, the wine is going to be aser. I'm Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, the dummy ale kiyom idam, because it's considered like a celebration, a holiday, because he was saved from this terrible sakana of drowning in wine. So certainly, as he's coming out, he's going to be moded to Zavodah Zarah. So we assume that he was menasech liyayin on his way out. So the next main point, if a guy falls into a bar of yayin, if he comes out dead, the wine is going to be mutter, but if it comes out alive, the wine is going to be usher, because we assume that there is nisuch on the way out of gratitude to his avodah zarah. Then we said in the Mishnah, medad b'kana, that if he measures it with a measuring stick, kol eluhei maisav amru yimacher, v'rebi shim matir. We had such maises that happened, where they asked the shayla to the chacham, and the chacham said, sell it to a guy, but Rabbi Shimon was matir, sell it to a guy, meaning it's mutter b'hana'a, it's only usher to drink it, and Rabbi Shimon was matir even in drinking it. So Amar Avad Barava Yanuchal Rabbi Shimon Brachos Al Rosho. Wow, Rabbi Shimon should be gebenched. Keshu matir matir afilu b'shtiyok shu oser afilu bana. He is a person of absolutes. When he is matir something, he's matir even to drink it. When he asers it, he asers even b'hana'a. Amar Chibred Rabbi Nachmani Amar Avchist Amarav Amri Amar Avchist Amar Ziri Halachak Rabbi Shimon. We pass like Rabbi Shimon was matir even to drink it. Ikada Amri, some say that Rav Chista didn't hear this from Ziri, but rather Amar Rav Chista, Amar li Abba Barchanan, Hachi Amar Ziri, Halacha Krabi Shimon, that Abba Barchanan told me that he heard it from Ziri that we passed on Rabbi Shimon, Vein Halacha Krabi Shimon, but the Halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. So the main point that when a guy measures the wine with a stick, Rabbi Shimon allows one to drink the wine, and even though Ziri paskin that way, the stump of the Gemara paskins against that. Now, we also said in the Mishnah, Natal Chavis Uzraka Bechamas Alabar, Zehaya Maisa Vihichshiru. Now, one time a guy got so angry, he grabbed a barrel and threw it into a bar, and the Chum said that the wine is kosher. Amar Avashi, Kol Shebazav Tamei. Any way that the Zav would become, that would be Metamei something that's Tahar, meaning by touching it either with his hand or with a stick, Ba'ovit Chavim Lose Yayinesach. So, when you have a parallel type of touching by a guy onto wine, the guy would turn it into Yayinesach, meaning if it's direct enough touching, that if a Zav were to do this, he would be metame the item, so that is direct enough touching, that if Novid Chavim were to do it, it would turn it into Yainesach. But Kol Shebesov Tahar, any contact that a Zav would make with something that would not be metame that item, Novid Chavim Enos Yainesach. When Novid Chavim makes a similar contact, it would not turn it into Yainesach. So Rav Huna asks on Ravashi from a Braisa, Eisve Rav Huna L'Ravashi, Rav Huna asks Ravashi, not al Sachavas Zraka B'chamas L'Bar, he takes a barrel and he throws it in anger into a bar. The Mishnah says that it's kosher. It's kosher because he threw it in his anger that the wine is mutter. But shalom b'chamaso lo. But if he doesn't throw it in his anger, the wine is not going to be mutter. So you see that a guy who throws an object into wine not in anger will aser the wine in that case. So uh, So the Gemara says, Hasam, no, that's and Lechora, by a Zav, that's not the case. It will not be Mitame. Says Gemara, no, Hasam, the Bryce is dealing with the Kazlu Mine, that the barrel rolled into the bar. So from the fact that the guy rolled the barrel and was morated into the bar, and therefore if he does it not in anger, the wine in the bar is going to be Aser. Because that were Choshesh that he might have touched the wine. But if he does it in anger, it's Mutzer. Because when, as soon as the barrel gets close to the bar, he's not holding it anymore because he's angry. He did he really chucked it. So that's the difference between anger and not anger. It's not about just his temperament. It's about whether there's an actual concern that he touched it. So if there's an actual concern that he touched the wine because he's just rolling it into the bar, yeah, then in a chinami, it's going to turn into yayin asach, and a zav would be metame in that case as well. But if he's throwing it, so then it would not be yayin asach. Okay. So the main point over here is that we learned a klal that any type of contact that a zav would be able to be metame with, a guy can turn something into yayin nesach with. But a contact that a zav cannot be metame with, a guy cannot turn something into yayin nesach. Okay, we will stop there.